From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. It's been a decade since the housing crash of 2008. Throughout South Florida, the market has recovered and expensive condo buildings have gone up, especially around downtown Miami. But as WLRN intern Sam Turkin reports, many of them are for sale and empty.
Echo Brickell is a sleek, new residential tower on Brickell Avenue. It overlooks Biscayne Bay and Key Biscayne. It has elevators for cars, an enormous aquarium in the main lobby, and a $42 million penthouse. Real estate broker Gabriel Miranda shows off the kitchen of an empty condo for sale.
So you have beautiful stone floors, marble countertops, high-end Bosch appliances, and Woof appliances.
This condo's been on the market since February, and its price has already dropped more than 10%. To below $800,000. It's now the lowest priced two-bedroom condo in the tower. Other condos for sale at Echo Brickell have seen their prices drop even more. Miranda says more than half the building is empty and for sale.
All the units, they have an iPad that comes right here in the support. I don't have the
dozens of condo buildings have sprouted up across downtown as Miami's recovered from the 2008 housing crash. Buyers from Latin America own a lot of the condos, but many don't live in them. They're investments to flip and sell for a profit.
Some people refer to them as like ghost towers.
Peter Zalewski is a real estate consultant who tracks the condo market. Several nights a week, he takes a walk around downtown and monitors the number of lights on to try to guesstimate how vacant the condo buildings are. At around 9 o'clock one night, we stop on the Miami Avenue Bridge.
As you work your way down, that's going to be a project called 50 Biscayne. My ballpark estimate, maybe 5% of the lights are on, from what I can gather. Continuing on, this first project I'm pointing to is called Rise. That one looks like, 10%, 15% occupied.
There are obviously other explanations. Snowbirds, people on vacation, or maybe just out for dinner. Zalewski says this is what he sees every time he walks, though, regardless of the day. And online listings show many of these condos are indeed for sale. Christopher Zoller is a realtor with EWM Realty.
When you've got too many loaves of bread on the shelf, the next day you're going to see day-old bread sold at half price.
He says all the development has led to a glut of luxury condos around downtown. It's forcing some people to sell their units at prices below what they bought them for. His take?
If you don't have to sell now, don't sell now.
There's just too much competition out there.
The oversupply of empty units is even affecting sellers who do live in their condos. Up Biscayne Boulevard, across from Museum Park, Deborah Shelton Tynes has two condos for sale at the Marquis. Both of the units have private elevators and unimpeded views of the Port of Miami and Biscayne Bay. Shelton Tynes lives in one and is renting the other. She first had her condos up for sale 3 years ago, before deciding not to sell. Now they're each listed for more than $1 million, but that's less than she was asking before.
By 2016, everything started to go down. I started watching properties going down.
Other units at the Marquis have already sold for losses.
Some people lose their shirt.
Zalewski and Zoller say prices downtown will continue to drop as more units come on the market. Some developers are now shelving new projects until prices rebound. But Zoller says the fall won't be as bad as 2008. Back then, developers only required 10% down payments from new buyers. When condo values dropped, many people just walked away.
So when the new developers came out of the box about 5 years ago, they changed the whole model.
And suddenly, buyers had to ante up a lot more.
They wanted 50% down, so that's going to shape the buyer's attitude strongly.
What Zalewski says will likely happen, though, condo construction will start up again in 2021 as more people move to Miami and buy up the existing condos. He and Zoller say the Miami River, Little Haiti, and Alapata neighborhoods could also be the next hotbeds for new development. Already, housing prices are starting to go way up in those neighborhoods, and some people are being forced out. I'm Sam Turkin in Miami.